From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hundreds of people, including family, friends, and admirers, gathered Wednesday for a memorial service for Heather Heyer, the woman who was killed Saturday when a car was driven into a crowd of protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia. Police allege a suspected neo-Nazi was driving the car. He has been charged with second-degree murder. The 32-year-old Heather Heyer was among hundreds of people who had gathered to oppose white supremacists, Klansmen, and neo-Nazis. Her father, Mark Heyer, spoke at the service on Wednesday.
She wanted equality. And in this issue of the day of her passing, she wanted to put down hate. And for my part, we just need to stop all this stuff and just forgive each other.
President Trump continues to face a barrage of criticism for his contention that both white supremacists and counter-protesters were to blame for the deadly violence that erupted in Charlottesville. On Wednesday, he announced that he had dissolved two business advisory committees composed of two of top American corporate executives after at least seven CEOs announced they were resigning from the councils because of his remarks. Also Wednesday, two former U.S. presidents, George H.W. Bush and his son George W. Bush, released a joint statement that said, "America must always reject racial bigotry, anti-Semitism, and hatred in all forms." You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. President Trump says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made a, quote, very wise and well-reasoned decision to postpone a plan to launch missiles toward the shores of the U.S. island Pacific territory of Guam. In a Twitter comment on Wednesday, Trump said the alternative would have been both catastrophic and unacceptable. Vice President Mike Pence called on Chile and a number of other Latin American countries to break all diplomatic and commercial ties with North Korea. The vice president is on a tour of Latin America. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has been in London since May, seeking treatment for an unspecified ailment. Last week, he announced that he is ready to return home, but Nigerians are growing impatient. An online campaign known as Resume or Resign is gaining traction across the country. Chika Odua reports for VOA from Abuja.
This year, President Muhammadu Buhari has spent more time outside of Nigeria than in the country. Buhari returned from London in March after being away for nearly 2 months treating an undisclosed illness. He left again on May 7th. During both of his absences, Buhari has followed the Constitution, temporarily passing executive power to his vice president. Citizens say it is time for the Nigerian president to make a decision, either get back to work or step down.
Our president is missing. We want to see Buhari.
This street rally on Tuesday is one of several that have been conducted in the capital of Abuja over the past week. Participants carried banners with bold words printed. Resume or resign?
Resume or resign? Simple.
What do we want?
Resume or resign? What
do we want? They say they'll continue protesting in the streets until the president returns to Nigeria. Chika Odua for VOA News in Abuja.
The United States, Mexico, and Canada opened negotiations Wednesday to reform the North American Free Trade Agreement, a 1994 trade deal that was a major target in President Trump's run for office. Trump has called NAFTA, quote, the worst trade deal in history. He said it has unfairly increased the U.S. trade deficit with Mexico while allowing manufacturing jobs to migrate there. The Canadian foreign minister said any decisions on the structure of a new NAFTA should not be made by simply measuring trade surpluses or deficits. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.